Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
There you go, Michael Jack.
Well, thankfully, still got him around. I mean, all the other baseball guys are falling off by the wayside.
The only thing better than hearing that voice of God that we heard in our headsets was the voice of Michael Jack Schmidt.
That's your boy.
Who did you like athlete-wise watching?
Oh, growing up?
You're still a child. I was going to say as a child.
I mean, it was obviously Andre Dawson, the Hawk. Yeah, unless you have a nickname, you're not really like legendary status in my book.
Well,
you
got to have a nickname. Charlie Hustle.
Oh, Charlie Hustle. B. Rose is pretty good. It's a pretty good one. Charlie Hustle.
Charlie Hustle.
He was all about it.
Pudge.
What about the...
Who's Pudge?
Huh?
Who's
Rodriguez.
Pudge Rodriguez. See, that's what... I'm going to slap you.
Why?
Because you can't... You've said, just like you can't take somebody's music, you can't take somebody's nickname as well. Yeah. Carlton Fisk. Is Pudge.
Oh.
Not Rodriguez. Rodriguez may think he's Pudge.
Okay.
Who does what Carlton Fisk does? Do you know what number he wore in Boston?
I would assume 13.
27.
Okay.
Okay. Then he goes to the Chicago White Sox. And what number do you think he wore there?
27.
72.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Oh.
That's only Pudge.
That's pretty good.
Pudge is the man. You can like whoever you want, though, for the next 12 minutes.
What about the BMF? That's a pretty good nickname. And he was on the campaign trail for your boy, Donald Trump.
Did you listen to the speech?
I did.
It was pretty good.
He was saying that the Democratic Party, they're petitioning the Latinos. They think it's an automatic vote just because they're Democratic. And they actually have to work hard for the Latino vote. They can't just pander to it.
It doesn't matter. This is me. This is just my opinion.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what side Jorge Masvidal was talking about.
Okay.
Okay, it doesn't. I just thought what he said and the passion that he had, I'd liked listening to.
Sure.
I can listen to somebody else if I choose to that has a side that I don't agree with.
Right.
And I can still like what they've said. I won't like the message that they're saying, but I could like how you delivered it, the passion that you had, you know, what it means to you, that kind of stuff. And in this case, I did like Jorge Masvidal's statements.
And
the way he gave the statements.
And inside the octagon, when he won that BMF belt, it was put on him by Democratic supporter Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So that had a little controversy. Who would win in that fight? Dwayne Johnson or Jorge Masvidal?
You know, that's tough. Honestly, it's tough. You know, I'm the guy that says, you know, I'll always take a fighter. But you're also taking a guy, you know, who has done some training. You know, I don't know if he's going to know the ground game and the grappling game to the extent, but I'm not sure I'd want to get hit by some of those hammers that Dwayne Johnson has.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Ask the fans when he went after him in the stands in Miami. Did you ever see that?
No.
Yeah, YouTube it.
Really?
There was a University of Miami shindling.
Okay.
Cluster gamut.
Okay.
And I'm trying to be careful not to say words I can get in trouble
for.
But he went in the stands.
So he's like Ron Artest Ron Artest.
He is Ron Artest Ron Artest.
Then he had to change the name to Meta World Peace. Part of the lawsuit or settlement?
Well, he's Meta World Peace, and the other took over the world.
That's
the Rock has taken over the world.
At least Hollywood.
The world.
You think The Rock is the world?
He's pretty
good. He's the biggest actor right now.
Yeah. You know, you would have to take it, and I hate to do this to you, you think Hulk Hogan... worldwide, I think The Rock is bigger than Hulk Hogan.
Oof.
Because of movies and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So if you're a wrestling person, you know Hulk Hogan. If you're a wrestling person, you know The Rock.
You don't think the world knows Thunder Lips?
I've got my Thunder Lips action figure.
I mean, the world knows Thunder Lips.
I don't know.
I mean, I moved to Clearwater just because of that movie.
Then you are a bigger... I had my whole career flash right in front of me because I was going to say things that would have
don't say it.
Seriously gotten me in trouble.
Look at this Stream TV playing the they're just showing your boy Dean Thomas and Dana. Matt Serra could be my greatest. He could be my BFF. I didn't know he loved pizza as much as I do.
Look at him.
I mean, I know Matt Serra. I did not say that. But I mean, we got to get him down here. I mean, the guy stopped at every pizza shop in this episode.
Have you seen the liner he did for the show?
No.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's a video.
Okay.
Yeah. Matt's a good dude. Matt's always, you know, wants to have a good time. I go way back.
Yeah.
With Matt Serra, and arguably the biggest upset in the history of the UFC. I don't know anything that would be bigger.
I mean, they say the GSP didn't train for it, and he underestimated it.
Hold on a second. They don't say it. It's true.
Well, but that's they're using that as an asterisk next to it. Like if the Rays win the World Series.
It's not an asterisk.
It's an asterisk.
It is not.
It's on a level playing field.
It's not Matt Serra's fault if you didn't train for him. That falls on you. That doesn't fall on Matt.
It's true.
Matt threw the punch.
Does that change GSP's legacy? Does it change his GOAT status since the Matt Serra knocked him out and, you know, beat him? Because otherwise, people would say that he is the GOAT, you know, for his career and his stats and his performances. But you have that one big blemish for the world to see.
Just one? What about his loss to Matt Hughes?
Well, yeah, but that was different. Matt Hughes was equal. I mean, they were equal. That could have gone either way. They could have fought 10 times and both win 5, and everybody would have been okay with both winning 5.
Or they could have fought 10 times and Matt would have won 10 times.
Possible.
Now, again, it was early in the career. If I remember correctly, GSP was winning the round. And then Matt submitted him, if I remember correctly. Okay. And I don't remember taking the swig of Diet Coke.
They just did.
If you're going to say the blemish of Matt Serra, then basically you're saying in order to be a GOAT or be the GOAT.
You have to go undefeated.
You have to go undefeated.
And Khabib could very well retire.
Khabib. It's not Khabib. It's Khabib.
Well, Khabib.
I'm just saying, I happen
could,
to see something.
Could be undefeated. If he beats Justin,
I'm going to correct you again.
Justin.
Khabib wouldn't be undefeated. Khabib will be undefeated.
Right, but he'll retire undefeated because Daniel Cormier says that he's going to retire after this fight.
I don't think so because he said in a press conference that Dana said he has something special planned for him.
Well, what's he going to do? I mean, McGregor's not going to fight him.
He said he won't fight McGregor.
Even though McGregor demanded a fight against Dustin Poirier, demanded it to be in the...
Khabib said he would not take $1 billion to fight Conor McGregor.
Wow.
He said, you could offer me the entire UFC, and I would not fight Conor McGregor.
Why? Why? Why won't he fight him? Not interest?
Hatred. Yeah. Hatred, not interest. Nothing to prove. You know, it wasn't a close fight. You know, the things that Conor said, and that's where words have consequences.
Sure.
You know?
In trash talking.
Again, there's no line, there's no limit, there's no anything in trash talking, but that words have consequences. And when you did and said the things that you did and say, and then you get your butt kicked, all Khabib can do is ruin something. He's not going to gain anything by beating Conor McGregor again.
And why does Conor want to fight in 2020, not in January 23rd that was offered to him to fight for you?
Because the dollar bill with the COVID virus on it is worth more money than in 2021 when the virus will be gone.
Oh, the virus isn't going to be gone in 2021.
I don't know then.
Although Dana did say that they'll open up live fans again in Dubai, most likely. Well, that will be a massive event, and that will be the first like where fans are welcome back officially.
Well, get us some flights.
To Dubai?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. This is what I'll do.
Okay.
You take care of the flights. You take care of the hotel. And I'll take care of your hot dog at the stadium.
Well, the hot dog probably costs more than the
very well could
than the hotel. But I mean, how do you? I mean, look, those people like throw away Bugattis and like Ferraris. Like they just like when they run out of gas, they just leave them in the dirt.
Yeah.
You know, I can't afford to go to Dubai for a week.
I was told a story that somebody asked to borrow, or either asked to borrow it, or he took during a magic act. He must have asked for it and got a watch from one of the sheiks. And then when he went to give the watch back, the sheik said, oh no, once we give, it's yours.
What?
And he gave him like a $400,000.
Wow. Are there any sheiks over there fighting like Hoist Gracie?
I don't know. I don't know if I can say this.
It's like the new gi.
Somebody has requested something.
What do you got?
Somebody would like a particular Southpaw shirt.
Oh, yes. We are gaining members quickly. The Orthodox Jews are out. The Southpaw Jews is the newest, greatest club to be a part of. We are unorthodoxed in our stances, our views. We even have a logo we're designing.
Oh, I'm being told that we need to wear the Southpaw Jew shirts in Dubai.
Sounds like a trap. Yeah. I don't know. Sounds dangerous.
It could be ugly. All right, so we're going to really take a chance here because there's some communication problems going down.
Uh-oh.
But we're scheduled to have an interview when we return.
Okay.
So hopefully this will go semi-smooth.
Okay.
Or is typical with us.
We'll just talk. Let's make it happen.
Not good. Coming to you live from wherever the heck we are today, Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back. That's another one of those names. Chase Elliott, a race car driver with the name Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
Lake Speed. Will Power.
Billy the Goat.
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid.
All right, so Tampa Bay is getting another event.
Another event?
Can you turn that off? Yeah, I'm going to slap you upside the head. I'm taking you to Plant City this Friday.
What's Plant City?
I want to toe the line with you.
What?
Yeah, I've had it with you.
Okay, let's go.
Let's welcome to the program the guy who's running the show. He's your matchmaker for BKFC. He's also the matchmaker and running the show at Toe the Line, Nate Chuk. Nate, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
We appreciate your time, and we've talked in the past, and I'm very excited that you will be back in town as Toe the Line coming up this weekend with former UFC vet Mike Kyle.
Absolutely. We have an exciting six-bout card this Friday evening here in Plant City. And like you mentioned, Mike Kyle will be headlining it against Bobby Bobo O'Bannon.
explain what the difference is from the Toe the Line series and, you know, the Big Daddy taking over the world, BKFC.
So BKFC is the original. David Feldman created the sport, got it passed in several states. It's unique because it has the squared circle, the squared base with the circular ropes on it. And like you said, it is the biggest bare-knuckle fighting promotion in the world. Toe the Line Fight Series itself is not a promotion. What we do is my company works with local promotions across the country. Promoters that have promoted other sports like boxing and mixed martial arts that want to get their hands in bare knuckle, but may not just have access to the amount of fighters that I do, being the matchmaker for the largest bare knuckle promotion. So I team up with them. I bring in production, Sean Wheelock, Joe Warren, along with a phenomenal production company. And we showcase local and regional talent to the masses on the BKTV app, the exclusive place for BKFC and Toe the Line Fight Series.
Interesting enough, and that is coming up this weekend. What about attendance, fans' attendance? I know BKFC was in Daytona a couple weeks ago, limited fans allowed. What will the case be this weekend in Plant City?
Same situation. We're going to have a modified floor plan, so it will be a limited attendance. The venue is slightly smaller, but with a smaller card, six bout, and more local fighters driving in or being from the area, we expect a really energetic crowd. And the promoter, Nelson Promotion, is also going to have some professional boxing on the card. So there's going to be 11 fights all together on a card. And we expect, you know, the fans to get everything that they're hoping for in action-packed fights. And the bare knuckle will be streamed, like I said, exclusively on the app.
Hey, Nate, this is like the third or fourth fight you've had in the Tampa Bay region. Is that because of the commission and how easy it is to work with them in the state? Or is that because of this area is producing fighters that are worthy of toeing the line?
It's a mixture of both, really. The Florida State Athletic Commission is amazing to work with. They communicate very well. The officials are great, and the commissioners are great. So we love being here in Florida because we love working with them. Also, Tampa has a lot of, the location of it has a lot of fighters that can drive in here who are interested or who have already competed in bare knuckle fighting. This fight, we're bringing Bobby O'Bannon back. He fought in Mississippi. Mike Bissett, a professional boxer, again, he fought on a Mississippi show. Will Chope from outside of Daytona Beach is coming on over. He fought in Mississippi on a card there. And then we have some newer fighters that are within a close proximity so they can drive on in, sell a couple tickets, and perform without having to fly much.
Matt, you know, this is who we needed to add. This is who we can have promote our new organization, BKHTM.
Okay.
Jared Warren, and you know who that is, local bare-knuckle fighter and Tampa Bay fireman, and helped us, and we're going to start an organization called Bare Knuckle Hot Tub Movers. Because we moved this massive hot tub. That we basically put the hot tub on Jared's back, and he walked it down the street.
Oh, this is true.
That is
Jared,
true.
I can't imagine him competing previously, I think, at 145 pounds. I mean, he's strong and explosive at 185, and he has a bright future in bare knuckle fighting.
Absolutely, and what a quality guy as well. Nate, how can people get information on purchasing tickets? They can watch it on the app, but if they want to go to a live event, and there hasn't really been anything in the Tampa Bay area since March, race next week, but we can go to the fight this weekend. How do they get it, and how can they purchase the tickets?
So the tickets are being sold on Eventbrite.com. They can just go on there and look up Toe the Line Fight Series. Or they can go to the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship social media where it's being advertised. Also, if they're on Instagram, they can check out Toe the Line Fight Series on Instagram for information. But it's right here in Plant City. We're excited. We're expecting to sell it out. It's a small venue, so people are expecting a decent walk up. 11 fights total, 6 of them bare knuckle, and it's going to be a great night. And for those that don't want to come out, either for COVID or because it's a Friday night, again, they can download the app in their app store. It's Bare Knuckle TV, or they can go to bktvapp.com, and it's $3.99 a month after the initial sign-up fee.
Awesome. A lot of fun. Can't wait.
Great time.
As long as you're driving, I'm going.
Done.
Are you driving?
I'll drive. I'll drive, Miss Daisy.
There you go. Nate, thank you for the time, and I'll see you in a couple days.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care. That is Nate Shook. He is your matchmaker.
Matchmaker.
For BKFC. Cool. And he may get another fight that he doesn't know about.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I did forget to get Nate's info, so I'm going to have to text him, and we're going to send him some 8-Man Strong gear. But there may be a event. It's kind of called a walkout event.
Okay.
And the walkout event is an event, you know, you have your main event.
Right.
And then there's a walkout event that some people will stay and watch.
Sure.
And other people will slowly dwindle out. So I just sent a text message to an individual.
Okay.
And I let him know that Mike Kyle is fighting in Plant City this Friday.
All right.
And I'm expecting a response from none other than Wes Sims.
Oh.
Last time I saw Mike Kyle, he fought Wes Sims in the UFC. And I think I have a picture of something that Mike Kyle did to Wes Sims. Allegedly.
Crossing the line?
He crossed the line.
Trash talking?
No, not
or
trash
physical?
Talking. Physical.
Oh, physical.
And it wasn't an unwritten rule. He did cross the line.
Oh.
And I do believe that it's banned in bare knuckle fighting.
And you have a photo of this.
I may.
Oh.
I don't remember. I have a photo in my mind.
Right.
Because I definitely saw what had happened, allegedly, even though I saw it with my own eyes. Where's Kevin Hazlett? Can we make a quick call to make sure?
To make sure you don't say the wrong thing.
Wes Sims came out of the cage complaining that he got bit.
Oh.
And the referee, I forget who it was, said, no, yet I saw a nice bite mark.
Wow.
And unless he bit himself... yes. So I think Wes Sims may get on a plane and come down on Friday.
Was no biting part of the original UFC rules?
I believe no biting was always a part of the rules.
Okay.
No eye gouging, no fish hook, and no biting. But groin strikes were legal.
Huh.
Have you ever seen Kevin Hackney's fight?
He kicked like 50 times.
No, punched. He punched. He did it. He punched the guy in the groin 112 times. Did he do anything wrong?
That's part of the rules.
It was legal.
That's legal.
So how can somebody look down on somebody when it's a legal strike?
Yeah. They can't. But, I mean, like, talk about nicknames. Like, the matchmaker.
Kevin, the groin striker hack. No?
Move over, Chuck Woolery. We got a new matchmaker, Nate Shook. Putting out bangers. These fight cards are getting better and better every time.
Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery.
I think we just lost another old-time... Tom
Baudet?
No, I forget what his name. I'll Google it.
His light's not on for us anymore.
No, the lights are like off.
The light dim out. The light's gone.
The lights are gone. I forget Tom Kennedy,
okay.
Who I believe did Name That Tune or What's My Line or one of those back in the 70s.
Right.
Recently passed away. So wow. All
have you seen the new game shows like Wheel of Fortune? And they have the COVID. They space them out. They have these like little sleeves that they put that's a little hand grip, kind of like a bicycle hand grip, and then they have to put that over the spike that they want to grab to spin the wheel. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
It's ridiculous.
I got an idea. How about just give them a glove?
Like a Michael Jackson, like right. Sequin glove?
Or how about this? How about instead of spinning it, you press a button?
Oh, like an automated
right.
Like lottery like,
each
machine.
Person has a button. And then it can be, and I want to be really careful.
Oh,
I am
boy.
Not implying that this is not on the up and up. But do you watch Press Your Luck?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever noticed that they hit stop and then the thing still moves?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a delay.
Or they go to hit stop and they haven't hit the button yet, but it stops.
Or like the Wheel of Fortune, the wheel's going and then it stops and then it goes
and
one
it
more.
Again.
It's like gonna, you know, I mean, not saying there's any trickery, but I mean, speaking of legends... And legendary fight. I mean, is this the greatest fight of all time?
No. The Matt Serra GSP?
Most shocking fight of all time?
Yes.
Look at GSP. Have you ever seen GSP broken like that?
I was in his dressing room after the fight.
Were you?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were, that was right around the passing of Ryan Bennett.
Okay.
When athletes were donating items for auctions and stuff. And I went into the locker and I got stuff. I told you the Matt Serra story about his shorts, right? Huh. And his gloves.
I don't remember.
All right. So all these fighters who knew Ryan Bennett were donating items and we were auctioning off for the Ryan Bennett Memorial Fund. So I'm in the locker room. I first went into George St. Pierre's, and we got his gloves. And he was in the bathroom taking his piss test.
Okay.
You know,
right.
And he couldn't go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I kind of felt, even I felt bad that I wasn't going to go in there and ask him to sign the gloves so that we could auction off for the foundation. So that's another story what happened after there. Not good. I learned a very valuable lesson. Trust no one. Then I went into Matt Serra's.
Okay.
And Matt promised me the gloves.
Right.
So I go into the locker room and I said, "Hey, Matt, nice fight. Congratulations. I'm here for, you know." And he looks me straight in the eye and he goes, "Randy, I just knocked out GSP. I can't give you the gloves."
Oh.
I said, "Matt, absolutely."
Right.
I mean, I get it.
Right.
You know, I'll never be mad at somebody, you know, who's going to donate something for a charity or an auction. And then they have second thoughts. It's your item. You're
sure.
Being kind enough to make this donation. And then you could see this little light bulb go on over his head. You literally could see it's like the Roadrunner and, you know, they would hit the box to make it explode. And he goes, "How about my shorts?" And I said, "Sure, Matt. That would be awesome."
So those are the shorts, the Sprawl shorts?
Those are the shorts.
Wow.
Hold on. So he goes into the bathroom. You know, we're in his dressing room. He goes into the bathroom.
Right.
And he takes them off, and he opens the door, and he goes, "Randy, I just knocked out GSP. I can't give you the shorts."
Oh.
I said, "Matt, I get it. I totally understand." He goes, "How about my underwear?"
Oh.
And I said, "Sure." So the underwear that he is wearing on this TV show that we were watching during the show,
right?
We auctioned those off, and I believe it went for like $800.
Wow.
The underwear that he wore, and he signed it in the whole nine yards.
Now, as far as UFC memorabilia, how would this rank, the gloves that knocked out GSP from this fight versus all other memorabilia?
You know, again, if we're going to say that this is the biggest upset in UFC history, and I think it is, some people will bring up a couple other fights, one being the Holly Holm.
Oh, yeah, Ronda Rousey. Sure.
I don't consider that an upset at all.
Yeah.
Because I predicted Holly Holm.
Holly was a beast.
Right.
Kickboxer.
Exactly.
Decorated champion.
I didn't think any chance that she would lose that fight. I thought Holly Holm would win that fight. This being the biggest upset of all time, in the circle of memorabilia and such, I do think those gloves would be...
top three. Hoist Gracie's pajamas.
Yeah, you'd have to put, you know, Hoist's pajamas. You'd have to put one glove, that big massive glove that he had. We were in Vegas and he was walking around with that thing.
Right.
You know, the thing probably couldn't fit through your door.
It was in Denver. We were in Denver.
That's right. It was in Denver. You were even there.
But speaking of weird walk-ins to get gloves and shorts, did you see Chuck Liddell's confession about how Dana White walked in on him during an orgy? That he, like, Dana had forgotten at the arena to get the shorts and the gloves from Chuck. Went to the hotel room, and there was like five women naked, unclothed. There were condoms hanging from the rafters and the ceiling, and Dana went in and he's like, got the shorts and the gloves, and then he's like, "Chuck, get out of here. Like, what are you doing?" And so Chuck is writing about it in his new book.
What fight would that have been?
I don't know.
I'm only curious because we auctioned off some of Chuck's gloves.
Wow.
So now back when the UFC saw what I was doing for the Ryan Bennett Memorial Fund, they kind of got involved and they even put it in the contract that they were able to come and get either the gloves or the shorts or one of the items. And that's when they then worked the deal with Fanatics, and then Fanatics took over and got memorabilia and started to sell it off. That's all I'm going to go on those stories.
Yeah. It just says, if you type in, you know, Dana White walked in on Chuck Liddell having an orgy in Las Vegas, nothing specific like which fight it was or what date. But yeah, your boys. So you got to be careful walking into dressing rooms and locker rooms.
Back to not getting me in trouble. right over his left shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you where we are or what we're watching or what show or who's there, because there's more than one person. That's who told me all the info. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's how I know that GSP, allegedly.
Well
not alleged. They've said it, that he didn't take the fight seriously.
Right.
That fight would happen, if that fight happened 100 times, 99 times, George wins.
That's Buster Douglas to Mike Tyson.
I almost think Buster's bigger.
Oh, Buster's bigger.
I almost think Buster's bigger.
When there was a biting in that event as well. Or no, that was Holyfield. That was Holyfield.
Yeah, it was Holyfield. Yeah. It was also, I believe, Michael Bent, who we've tried to get on this program, who's a good friend of mine. And yeah, there's been biting before. All right, let's go hit the bottom of the hour break. More shenanigans, and who knows, maybe something constructive as well. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strikeforce Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call him at 727-290-9873.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live for pizza. What's up, Randy? Welcome back to the show.
I didn't know I went anywhere.
I didn't know if we lost any musicians this week. I mean, last week we lost Eddie Van Halen. But this week, I think we got through. There was also baseball guys.
The week isn't over.
No, that's true.
What are you jinking?
Speaking of the last week, what about your boy Tom Brady showing his age? Maybe a little, which guy did you think would forget how to count to four? Joe Biden or Tom Brady? Because He ended the game by miscounting, thought it was fourth down, still had a down to go, and the referees had to inform him that, no, sir, you've used up your four attempts, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost the game. How do you feel? Is that coaching staff? Is that coaching error? Is that Leftwich's job? Is that Arian's job? Is that Brady's job as a field general? Like, who's blame on the Bucs' loss last week?
Everybody.
Yeah?
Was that okay for me to say everybody?
I mean, they went into the, what do they call it now? Soldier Field? What's up there?
Yeah, it's Soldier Field.
Well, what's the field they play in? I mean, they all change, but the iconic Soldier Field, Chicago Bears.
I believe it's Soldier Field.
Is it still the same?
I believe so.
Because, you know, they're all changed because of corporate sponsorship. So.
Right, but I believe it's called Soldier Field.
Okay, so. But, yeah, I mean, it was.
But a lot of, I thought some awful play calling. Uh-huh. Awful play calling. I thought. Three and out, and you spend 16 or 17 seconds, that can't happen.
Yeah. This is mismanagement. Mismanagement of the clock and mismanagement of time and, you know.
I don't, and I'm not saying that he didn't, but I don't know how you don't know what down. It's massive in front of you.
right. The scoreboard's right there.
The scoreboard is right there.
And you're the GOAT. I mean, you're not a rookie. This is not like a.
Well, the GOAT status doesn't change. He's the GOAT whether he knew it was fourth down or ninth down.
Okay.
He's still the GOAT.
I mean, the only guy I can think of that had a worse clock management was maybe the Korean Zombie. Getting knocked out with 1 second left in the fifth round.
I don't know. We could whoever was fighting, was it Derek Lewis?
Volkov. You know,
yeah.
Volkov, yeah. All you do is stay away for like
for
a
two
minute.
More seconds. No, a minute. Oh, it was like seconds. Two more seconds. Two more seconds. Stay away for 2 more seconds.
And now he has a bobblehead because of it. And a Christmas ornament. Shout out Dave Manley. What's up? MMA bobblehead.
Dave Manley getting ready to announce, I believe, the next bobblehead.
Sweet.
Where do you hear who it is? There is no way that you could guess it.
Really?
Yeah.
MMA fighter?
I'm not going to respond at all.
Announcer.
I am not going to tell you a single thing about it.
Matchmaker.
All I'm going to tell you is the next supposed alleged announcement, you still have a lot of documents and a lot of things that need to be signed.
Dana White,
and whatever. Dana. If this comes true,
okay,
we are talking a whole new stratosphere.
Wow. What?
Stratosphere. What is outside of the stratosphere? Where can we go?
Is that the Milky Way?
Hold on a second. Where can we go that no man has gone before? And that's not a hint. It's not William Shatner. No, I saw your eyes. I'm not.
I was going to say something so inappropriate, no. But I would have got fired again on the job.
It's not Billy Shatner.
You cannot call William Shatner Billy.
Why?
That's disrespectful.
You know what? You know who he's really good friends with?
Who?
Russell Peters.
Is he?
Yeah. So Willie was here in town. He did an autograph signing.
Willie.
and I mentioned something to one of Russell Peters'
handlers.
Management,
yeah.
You know, really good dude. The guy who kind of hooked me up with Russell. And I said, yeah, Willie's in town. He goes, oh, I wish I would have known. I could have hooked you up. I'm like, what, Captain Kirk? You can get me to Captain Kirk? Is there anybody that you like watching as much as I like watching Captain Kirk?
No.
Did you ever see Boston Legal?
No.
Denny Crane?
No.
Watch Homework. All right. If you do not watch one episode of Boston Legal, by next Wednesday, you are fired.
Boston Legal?
Boston Legal.
I hope it's on the Stream TV Pro.
If not
on here, I can't watch
it. If not, we know who to call to get it on there.
Yes,
so
James.
You need to watch at least one episode of Boston Legal.
Gotcha.
Not necessarily T.J. Hooker. You don't need to see T.J. Hooker.
Okay.
You know who T.J. Hooker is? It's Willie. Willie was T.J. Hooker.
Okay. All right.
So Willie went from Star Trek to T.J. Hooker to a bunch of other stuff to Boston Legal.
Okay. Got it.
To then Priceline.
Okay. Right. I mean, how can you top Captain Kirk? I mean, how can you be...
Honestly?
In your career.
Honestly?
Really? You didn't?
Denny Crane is such a better character than Captain Kirk.
Wow.
Now, Captain Kirk is iconic.
Sure.
Because it's Star Trek.
Right.
It's Star Trek. It's him making out with aliens. It's Captain Kirk. But Denny Crane is a much better character than Captain Kirk.
All right. I'll take your challenge. I'll watch it.
Trust me, it is absolutely phenomenal. So that's one of my favorite people to watch. So who is that one person before we go to our last break, thank God?
Well, the kid or now?
We got 17 minutes.
As a kid, it's Duke the Hazard.
No, as a kid, it was Bozo the Clown. I know that's
Bozo was epic. I mean, the little ping pong game where you threw the and you bounced it in. Many, many times I replicated that bucket game in my house.
Yeah, but what was always said? I might have watched Bozo 10 times in my life.
Okay.
But all I can hear is bucket three whenever you're ready.
All right.
Because that's
right.
When you threw the little ping pong ball and it landed in the bucket. And the further the bucket went, the better the prize.
Yeah.
Bucket four whenever you're ready.
That's the greatest game of all time. They should bring that game back. That should be a TV show.
I think we can do that. And you don't need to put it on a costume.
I already got the red hair.
You're already Bozo.
I got rid of the dreads. Didn't you notice?
No, I didn't notice.
I toned it down.
Because it was...
I went back to being average like the rest of you people. speaking of not being average, I had the opportunity to go to a seminar on Sunday. Went to the Blessed and Unstoppable Tour.
Keep that thought.
Okay.
I told you, you can whatever. You can talk about whatever you want. I know how to turn my volume and yours down. But let's go hit this final break of the afternoon.
Okay.
Then we come back. You can bore our audience with whatever you're about to talk about.
I will inspire them. I will light them on fire.
Slice of inspiration?
Mine is a slice of inspiration. His is called Blessed and Unstoppable. And I'll tell you all about Billy Allsbrooks when we come back after these messages. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
Back.
If the Matt Serra unexpected knockout of GSP is top three of all time greatest anything, then the liner from our sheriff, Chad Cronister. My share.
He's your share.
My share.
It's not mine.
Crat share. Chronos.
But isn't he everybody's?
I mean, he has.
You live in Hillsborough County.
I do.
But I drive through Hillsborough County.
True.
So if something were to happen, wouldn't he become my sheriff as well?
He's going to protect you and make sure you get home safely.
As long as you listen to Knockout Radio.
As long as you're a 49ers fan.
Ain't that true? Ain't that the truth?
Otherwise, you might spend a little time away.
Yeah, very well.
But I was saying before the break, I had a chance to join the Bless an Unstoppable tour this weekend. It was at the Hilton in downtown Tampa. And I got a chance to meet, you know, probably one of my idols, like somebody I look up to. His name is Dr. Billy Alsbrook. His motivational speaking you can find on YouTube or blessunstoppable.com. And it's one of those guys where he does a video montage of all the greatest finishes of UFC history or knockouts or kicks or last second buzzer beater. So it's all sports driven. And then he speaks over it to motivate you to become a champion from within, to tap into your like self-help. He's a success engineer. And through him, I was able to meet Jeremy Davis, a former MMA pro fighter, 5-2 record, who actually, I think he had a heart attack in competition and ended his fighting career. And he started a podcast of motivational speaking. So I teamed up with these guys and I got the chance to, learn the next step, my slice of inspiration to change lives one slice at a time with the GNET, changing lives one step at a time. And I'm looking forward to building this relationship and this new identity, this new future of self-help and changing lives. And Randy, I would like you to be my first client. Like, what is it that I can unlock for you? What motivates you, Randy? Like, what do you wake up for every day, other than your granddaughter? And obviously, she would be the reason to wake up for everything. But what motivates you? What do you get excited about? Because you've seen it all. You've been everywhere. You know everything. You were in the locker rooms with naked people and Matt Serra. You've collected underwear from the most famous people on planet Earth. You know, what is it that would drive you to wake up and get excited about something?
Got to be honest with you. Nothing.
Because you've seen it all? You've already done it all?
Oh, here's the response.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. Let's see. I can't repeat what
no. Come on, you can repeat that.
I can't. But I think Westerfer Sims III is going to look for a flight.
Oh, is he? He's coming down.
I don't know, maybe. He's got a score to settle.
Who's he going to fight? Kyle?
He's got a score to settle with Mike Kyle.
Yeah. Man, they hated each other back in the day.
I don't know. I don't think they did. They hated each other before the fight, but when teeth go to skin, I think, you know, you have a tendency to get a little upset.
And even after all this time, he burns a rage inside.
Well, you know, I think it. I'm assuming Westerfer has. I don't know why I call him Westerfer. I call him Westerfer Sims III. I don't know why. It's like Lost in Space. I think you can block things out, and forget and move on.
Yeah.
And then when somebody like me brings it back up, it brings it back up.
Like an antagonizer.
I don't want to say I antagonized.
An instigator. I mean, you liked it. I mean, you did it at softball, which yielded suspensions and
many. I remember one time I got thrown out, and they made me leave the field. So then I left the field. Then they made me leave the park, and this was at Woodlawn in St. Pete. And we would park, you know, the street where some of the fields at Woodlawn literally are up against each other,
backed up against houses and stuff.
So then I went to the sidewalk, and they said, if I don't leave, they're going to call the police.
Okay.
Then I went across the street, and I was yelling from the parking lot there, and it got ugly.
Oh.
And then my dad, who was playing on our team at the time, said, you're embarrassing me. May my dad
rest. Listen, just make sure that when you bring that kind of intensity to the Southpaw Jews, that we're, you know, we tone it down. Because we're not about the police or like calling
problems. We're going to start a new softball league.
Oh,
okay. We are going to start a new softball team.
I'm a ringer.
Well, yeah, sure you are.
What do you need me to do? I'll play whatever position.
I just want you to bring the equipment.
And pizza.
That's all you need to do. Last time I brought somebody out, it was an embarrassment. So.
Oh, I'm a natural. I mean, look at me. I got all the power. I'm like the GNAT machine.
Trust me.
I'm like dealing with like stratosphere force, like winds and stuff.
You may think you're a great athlete.
I'm a spectacular athlete.
You would not be able to cut.
Wait till you see me toe the line. you set up. You saw Jared Warren. He didn't want nothing to do with me.
Oh my God.
I was like, pick up that corner of the hot tub. Do not drop it.
So we have a 35 by 25 foot concrete slab. And we thought about putting a cage, and I was going to have you bare knuckle against Jared Warren. And
he didn't want none. You saw him.
I love you to death like the brother I never had or wanted. I would give you 30 seconds.
30 sec. Come on.
30 seconds.
Give me.
Hold on a second. You can't run. You can't run. You have to toe the line.
Well, he has to catch me like Abby Velasquez said.
No, I just said you can't run.
Abby Velasquez said you have to chase me.
No.
And Reggie Barnett
caught
him. He caught him.
You have to toe the line. Now, that you know, there's a new one. I don't know if you've seen this, and this is true. I'm not kind of clowning around. Where you get a, like, tire. Like your race tire.
Oh, yeah, you put one foot
and
in.
You put and you one foot in.
Yeah.
And
Coach Gary used that for training.
So you do that with Jared Warren, and you will not last 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, he did kill a guy.
He did.
So,
the sad thing is, so have I.
So have you. There's a mound.
You've enticed people to.
But there's a mound of fresh dirt in your backyard. I assume there's a body underneath there.
There is.
I mean, we trampled over the top of it. To, you know, smooth it
not
out.
Human. It's not human, but there is a body in my backyard.
But, yeah, no, I mean, 30 seconds, that's not a lot. I mean, you could last 30 seconds. Anybody could get hit for 30 seconds in a face. Like,
what?
I mean, you could survive 30 seconds.
All right, give me a number, any number at all. Pick a number.
45.
Okay, I'll give you $45 if you last more than 30 seconds with 1 foot in the tube.
Okay.
With Jared Warren.
Well, I got to be able to circle. Got to be able to move around.
You can do whatever you want as long as you don't leave the tube.
Well, that's just rock 'em, sock 'em, roll by with your foot stuck.
You can't change the rules. That's the
training apparatus. That's not an actual competition apparatus. But inside a square circle.
Well, now it's an apparatus because somebody corrected you.
Yeah, that was Steve Lanay.
Yeah, he corrected you.
He's on that Trump juice. Him and Don Johnson.
Yeah.
How is Don Johnson as a human?
Trump is Friday in, I think, Ocala.
Okay.
Time you want to go?
Friday?
I don't want to go on Friday. Friday's toe the line. You're going to toe the line.
That's true. That's true. I got to eat first. It's going to be a long 30 seconds.
Can we go to that all-you-can-eat buffet again?
I got a confession. I'm a little too pretty to be a fighter. That's why I'm a commentator. I'm a great commentator. Talk about it.
No, you're a great radio guy because you have a face for radio.
True. And I hype it up. I'm like, you know what? But.
All right. Real quick. Saturday night.
Yes.
In Dubai.
Yes. Brian Ortega versus the Korean Zombie.
Korean Zombie.
Man, that's a banger. I mean, who you got? Who you take? What do you like?
I think everybody's going Brian Ortega.
Well, I mean, I don't think you take 3 years off of the sport to come back to embarrass yourself. I think you take 3 years off to regroup yourself.
Well,
to,
you would.
To mentally focus.
No, but and I'm not saying that to be stupid. It's something, I mean, when I say you would, people think they're still going to win the fight. So Brian Ortega is not coming back thinking he's going to lose. He may lose. He may get embarrassed. But he's not thinking I'm going to lose and or get embarrassed.
Well, Brian Ortega was also one of these up-and-coming stars that the UFC got behind real fast.
Real big.
And built him up real quick, Darren Till and Sean O'Malley. So he now has this loss on his record. And I think at 14-1, he had to go back to the drawing board and really figure out what it was internally. You know, maybe this is his GSP moment, right, where he lost. And he comes back and he just becomes untouchable, you know, because at one point he was the future of the featherweight division.
Just pick one.
I got to go with Ortega.
All right. Then I'll go Zombie just because I don't want to ever agree with you. We only have about a minute and a half left. Two goats play this weekend, right? Two goats?
Two goats.
In Tampa?
Who's Brady versus?
Fourth down Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And soon to be replaced Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay has been on the four-letter network as the number one, number two team in the NFL. Right. Yet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are favored Sunday against the Green Bay Packers.
Wow, because at home?
Well, you get 3 points. Brady. You know, you get 3 points for playing at home, allegedly.
Okay.
I don't know. I like the Bucs. I, you know, friends on the team, but Green Bay's playing on a lot of good cylinders. And how about the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Out of nowhere.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
You know, and they hadn't practiced in like 2 weeks. I think they've had 2 days of practice in 2 weeks because of COVID.
Yeah.
How many Tennessee Titans are thankful a teammate has COVID? Because they haven't practiced.
Yeah.
They get to go home and do nothing.
Speaking of COVID and football, Florida Gators have suspended all team activities until further notice. So it may cancel the LSU game this weekend.
But coach wanted a full fan attendance.
Right.
Interesting. But they're not going to get it. Green Bay, Tampa Bay. Who are you taking?
Go Green Bay. No, I'll go Tampa Bay just because. I'll just pick the Bay. The Battle of the Bay. The Bay's a winner.
The one thing is it won't be full of green like it was back in the day. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Willpower, I appreciate your time. A lot of good stuff. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.